So at the Aged Care Rehabilitation Department, we care for elderly and special needs clients over the age of 21. And during the hurricane season, we give away care products for elderly in the community that are shut in.
Collect information about what is happening during a disaster. We also play a critical role after a disaster in terms of doing assessment of homes and assessing structural damages, etc. The survey team also goes out and help in the event that an evacuation route needs to be established or a new road needs to be cut for persons to evacuate should they be marooned, etc.
The Turks and Caicos Islands Regiment plays a vital role in supporting the public before, during, and after emergencies. Prior to an emergency, we assist vulnerable members of the community, particularly the elderly, individuals who are unable to prepare their properties themselves, by helping them secure and boarding up their homes. We also coordinate closely with DDME, ensuring that all necessary preparations and safety measures are in place.
Yes, so the Environmental Health Department, as you know, we're responsible for food safety inspections and waste management. Those are just two of the main things we're responsible for. So in the event of a storm, before the storm, we would spearhead clearing of property. You would see advisories come from us in terms of putting out your bulk waste so that we can pick it up and take it to the dump, so that that would eliminate any flyaways from around your property. And after the storm, we would be responsible for cleanup as well. So in conjunction with the Public Works Department, we would spearhead clearing of the roads, clearing of the streets.
The planning department plays an important role in reducing hurricane risks through land use planning, development control, and the enforcement of building codes. Our goal is to ensure that structures are designed and constructed to withstand the hazards that hurricanes bring, including high winds, storm surge, and flooding.
Yes, Red Cross is very important because of the essential services that we offer to the community. Persons need to be prepared for any form of disaster anytime. So, preparation that we give to members of the community ranges from all kinds of support services, first aid, psychosocial support. We encourage members of the community through our services to come out, you know, get whatever essential needs that they may have to support their family members themselves, and even reach out, you never know, could be a life changer to them and even members of, you know, the community. So it's very important that persons reach out at any time, feel free. That's why we are here, to support as much as we can.